Kyle Keefe does pregame between periods and postgame for the Colorado Avalanche on Altitude Sports. Joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Kyle, thanks for your time this morning. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Let's start with this. Your impressions of what we saw in Game 1, is that something that's sustainable for the Avalanche?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I've said this a couple of times that, you know, Round 2 has been obviously a thorn in the side of the Avalanche. They were reminded of it by the San Jose Sharks, the Vegas Golden Knights, the Dallas Stars. They're reminded of it constantly here in Denver. They're obviously sick of the conversation. So the Avs are not only battling the St. Louis Blues, they're battling demons. So, if it's not sustainable, then we're going to have issues. But I think there is one goal in mind, and that is to not, let up on the gas. That they've seen this song and dance before where they've had a 2-0 lead in a series and then they get swept by the Vegas Golden Knights. So I don't expect to see anything less in Game 2 than more of the same.
And Kyle, Game 1 certainly wasn't the best that the Blues have to offer. From the Colorado side of things, is there a particular player or component of the Blues game that you think the Avs find the most concerning?
Well, I mean, I'm a huge Ryan O'Reilly fan. I'm actually really good friends with him. I've loved his game since, he came to the National Hockey League. I mean, I think there is, 30 other teams in the National Hockey League that would kill to have a guy like Factor. He just does everything so well. He may not be the most explosive skater, but just everything else in his game, face-offs, his hands are so good. He's ferocious on the puck. He's a great forechecker, penalty killer. He just does everything. So I just think that he will always be, the biggest key to the Blues. Bennington was out of his mind. I mean, I was literally on his side of the net, 15 feet away for all three periods. And the saves that he made, guys, were so jaw-dropping. I mean, it was awesome to watch. I mean, I was in awe. I was like, this guy he gets into playoff mode. He's fun to watch. So, up front, O'Reilly, and, on the back end, if Bennington's that good again, it's going to be tough sledding for the Avalanche because he was outstanding. And then, Parayko on the end, I think what he played almost 28, 29 minutes. I mean, the guy's a beast. So, There's so many different weapons on the Blues that are hard to handle. And look, they're Stanley Cup champions 2 years ago. So this by no means is over. This series is just getting started.
Kyle Keefe is pre and post game for the Avalanche on Altitude Sports. And Kyle, that what you kind of referred to is what I wanted to ask about it. If I'm in the Avalanche shoes, if the Blues had the same performance and dominated that much and still only won by one goal in overtime, I might be a little concerned because the bounces clearly didn't go Colorado's way, right, with all the posts. They weren't able to get it past Bennington. And for as great as the Avalanche were, and you can tell me, is that their A game? They still only won by one goal in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, that was as good a game as I've seen them play in some time. That being said, I would give the Blues maybe, a grade of a C. They can play so much better than they did. I think in their first series with the Minnesota Wild, they scored 5 goals 3 times and 4-1. So they could pile it on. And I think of all the teams in the Western Conference, including those that didn't even make the postseason, the Blues are and I've got to be careful, when I say the heaviest team, I don't mean they're necessarily the most physical team, but they're the heaviest team when it comes to a playoff-style, grinding, heavy sort of mentality. And what I mean by that is the forecheck is relentless. Guys like Shen or, we used to have Brandon Saad. He was effective even though he didn't score in Game 1. So I just think that from Colorado's perspective, you have to treat Game 1 like it was 2 years ago. It is gone because you're not going to get the same effort from the Blues. You're going to get much more aggressive style. I think that Craig Berube is probably like, we could have stole Game 1 very well with the performance that we got from our goaltender, but we need our studs to be our studs. And so I think tonight it's going to be as as fast and furious as it was in game one, I would expect even a better game in game two.
Kyle, the Avs looked great in game one. They're certainly one of the best teams in hockey. They're a very complete team. But with that being said, is there any component of their game that you've seen opponents take advantage of during the season that you think the Blues could potentially exploit?
Yeah, and it's a great question, and I think it was an off-season question, to be honest with you, Michelle. It was a, can we be physical enough in the playoffs? They addressed that, I think, with Josh Manson. They added some sort of girth up front with Nico Sturm. The addition of Lehkonen, a guy that, you know, went to the Stanley Cup Finals with Montreal. I think it's just more of the mentality that we can't be pushed around. So from St. Louis's standpoint, I think it's just can we get pucks deep without Darcy Kuemper being able to handle those and start to cycle the puck down low and create chaos? Movement always creates chaos, and I think that's a really I'm not sure how much people understand how dangerous the Blues are when they get that puck deep into zones. And if they can do that and establish a real presence in the offensive zone, that's going to give Colorado problems.
Kyle Keefe, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Have a great time tonight at Ball Arena, and we will be talking to you as the playoffs and the series unfold. Thank you so much.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. That is Kyle Keefe. He is pre- and post-game host for the Avalanche on Altitude Sports. Does great work there.